The Bible Story Podcast, New Testament. Story 4, Wise Men and Mortal Danger. Many miles from Israel, in a land where people didn't really know God properly, men gazed into the skies, trying to find meaning and guidance from the stars. In their ignorance of God, they looked to the stars to find out his plans. And even though God wouldn't want us to do the same thing today, he was to have mercy on these wise men of the eastern lands. As they turned their eyes to the heavens, something new appeared in the night sky, a star they'd never seen before. These men were men of learning and wisdom, and spent many long hours trying to discover what this new star could mean. And as they tried to find out, so God himself started to reveal to them what almost no one else knew. This star was a sign from God to guide these men from a faraway land to find a king, a newborn king, the newborn king of the Jews. Just how God revealed all this to them, we don't know. It was a miracle. God was leading men from far away, people who weren't Jews and who some thought had no right to even know about the king of the Jews, to seek him out and find him. Overjoyed with their discovery, and certain that everyone in Israel must know about him already, the wise men loaded their camels with gifts and set out to find the newborn king of the Jews. It was easy. All they had to do was follow the star. But as the men came to Israel, the star that had so clearly led them disappeared. What were they to do? Well, to them it was obvious. Go and see the rulers in Jerusalem and ask them where they could find the newborn king of the Jews. Meanwhile, without any knowledge of the newborn king, the present king of Israel, Herod, sat on his throne. Old and ill, this evil man ruled with a rod of iron. No matter who came against him, even if it were his own sons, they were shown no mercy. His fear of losing his kingdom would make him fight to his last breath to hold on to what he'd taken, no matter how many lives it cost. When the wise men arrived and started to ask their question, they were shocked that no one in Jerusalem seemed to know anything about the newborn king. Jerusalem was the capital city of Israel. Why didn't anyone know anything about this wonderful news? Why were they so ignorant? And so the wise men asked more and more people how they could find the newborn king. Instantly, Jerusalem was in uproar, and it took no time at all for King Herod to hear of the strangers' questions. And when he did, the evil old king was deeply troubled. Who was this baby that would challenge him as king? Could these men of the east be talking about the long-awaited Messiah? Quickly, he called his religious advisers and demanded that they tell him where the Bible said the Messiah would be born. Bethlehem, came the reply. The prophet wrote many years ago, O Bethlehem of Judah, you aren't just an unimportant village, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. So it was Bethlehem. Bethlehem, just a short journey south from Jerusalem. That would be the place where the baby king would be found. With this information in hand, Herod hatched his plot. He called the wise men to a secret meeting, and with all his evil cunning, he fixed a holy and sincere look on his face.
This is such wonderful news, he lied. My people have been waiting so many years for the Messiah to be born, and I too wish to go and worship him. Tell me, how long ago did this star first appear in the sky?
The wise men could never know the pain that their answer would bring. The star first appeared 2 years ago, they replied.
Then Herod continued, The birthplace of the Messiah is Bethlehem. Go there and make a careful search for the child, and when you've found him, come back here and tell me where he is, so that I too can go and worship.
His face and voice may have sounded sincere, but there was murder in Herod's heart. With this news, the wise men set off for Bethlehem, alone. All Jerusalem had been stirred by their inquiries about the newborn king, and yet no one from Jerusalem could be bothered to travel to the next town to see him. These wise men were truly wise, for they had travelled such a great distance to seek out the King of Kings. And even though the star had disappeared, God had put it in their hearts to carry on looking until they found him. And as the wise men travelled, to their joy, The star that had led them before reappeared in the sky. Overjoyed at the return of the star, they followed it until it led them to the very house where the child lived. What must they have thought as they came to see the King of the Jews? The star had led them to the kind of house only poor people lived in. This was no palace. But God makes no mistakes. He'd sent the star to lead these men to find his son. And even though he was found living among the poor people, they knew God could be trusted. And so they entered the house where Mary and Jesus were and fell down and worshipped him, worshipping the Messiah, the Saviour, the King of the Jews. How God revealed so much to these men, we'll never know. For having worshipped the Son, they opened their treasure chests and presented him with three wonderful gifts. Gold, the gift for a king. Frankincense, burnt with a sweet smell to worship God. And myrrh, used for burying the dead. For Jesus, the newborn King of the Jews, was the king who would one day die for us all. However, by their very presence in Bethlehem, these wise men had put the child and his family in mortal danger. Herod had no intention of worshipping Jesus. He wanted Jesus dead. And Herod had only one way of dealing with rivals, murder. And the wise men were due to return to Herod the very next day and tell him exactly where he could find the child. But that night, as the wise men slept, God revealed to them in a dream that they must not go back to Herod, but travel back home by another road. And as soon as the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph. Hurry, get up and escape to Egypt with the child and his mother, for Herod is going to try and kill the child. Stay there until I tell you to return. So that very night, they packed up what they could and hurried away to Egypt, staying there until Herod died. When Herod realized that he'd been outsmarted by the wise men, he flew into a rage and ordered soldiers to go to Bethlehem at once and murder every baby boy aged 2 years and below, any child born since the first time the star had appeared. What terrible pain his wicked cruelty caused. It wasn't too long after that until Herod himself died. And when he had, the angel came once again to Joseph and said, "Go back to Israel with the child and his mother. The one who wanted to kill him is now dead." So Joseph returned to Israel. But when he realized that Herod's son was now king, he was badly frightened. And after another dream warning him to go to Galilee, the family settled in the small village of Nazareth. This story is based on Matthew chapter 2. Thank you for listening to the Bible Story Podcast, a tale to tell media production. If you've enjoyed this story, why not tell your family and friends? And if you leave a review on your podcast host, that'll help others find the Bible stories. In the meantime, feel free to visit the website, thebiblestorypodcast.com, where you can find a complete list of all the stories we've done and let us know what you think.